Unit 4, Chapter 11, page 169. Objects from Space, Hits and Misses.
Although most people don't realize this, objects from space are constantly entering the Earth's atmosphere or passing nearby. Comets, asteroids, and meteors travel through the solar system very close to the Earth. Meteors are small fragments or pieces of space debris, usually from a comet or asteroid. When they enter the Earth's atmosphere, they can appear as streaks of light in the sky. They are called falling stars. Tons of space debris fly around the Earth every day. Recent strikes. At about 9:20 a.m. local time on February 15, 2013, the people of Chelyabinsk, Russia, were frightened to see a bright object moving quickly across the sky. In fact, it was a meteor that was traveling at over 40,000 miles per hour. Witnesses reported that the object was brighter than the sun. The Chelyabinsk meteor exploded in the air. It created a large shockwave that damaged or destroyed over 7,200 buildings. Unfortunately, more than 1,500 people across the region were injured. No one knew the meteor was coming. However, the Chelyabinsk meteor was not the first time an object entered the Earth's atmosphere and caused damage. In 1908, on the morning of June 30th, in Siberia, near the Tunguska River, a meteor entered the Earth's atmosphere and exploded. The meteor was traveling at 33,500 miles per hour. It affected 800 square miles of forest and destroyed 80 million trees. Fortunately, it happened in a remote area of Siberia. Very few people live there. This event is called the Tunguska Impact. Ancient strikes. Although the meteors in Chelyabinsk and Siberia entered the Earth's atmosphere, both exploded before they actually struck the Earth. They were much smaller than some other meteors that struck the Earth in the past. The Chelyabinsk meteor was 55 feet wide and weighed 14,000 pounds. The Tunguska meteor was 120 feet wide and weighed 220 million pounds. A meteor struck the Earth 50,000 years ago in what is now Arizona in the United States. When it hit, this meteor was 150 feet wide, but it weighed 600 million pounds. Scientists believe that all plants and animals within a few miles of the impact were totally destroyed, and that animals living even several miles away were severely burned. We can still see the crater, or large hole, that this meteor left in the ground. The crater is 3 miles across. Perhaps one of the most famous meteor impact sites is in Yucatan, Mexico. It is known as the Chicxulub Crater. This meteor struck the Earth about 65 million years ago. Scientists think that this meteor impact caused the extinction of many species of plants and animals, including the dinosaurs. The meteor was probably between 106 and 186 miles across, possibly the largest meteor ever to strike the Earth. Near misses. Damage from meteors and asteroids is unusual, but near misses occur quite frequently. A near miss is something that almost happened, but didn't. In fact, scientists have identified over 10,000 near-Earth asteroids so far. One of the most recent took place on May 10, 2014. A small asteroid named 2014 JG55 passed just 60,000 miles from the Earth. That's only one quarter the distance from the Earth to the Moon. This asteroid was only discovered the day it passed by. Like the meteor that struck the Earth's atmosphere in Chelyabinsk, no one knew it was coming. Fortunately, asteroid 2014 JG55 was too small to cause much damage. Another recent near miss surprised scientists. The asteroid 2004 BL86 passed 3 lunar distances from the Earth. 2004 BL86 was not dangerous to the Earth because it did not pass too closely. However, scientists were amazed to see that this asteroid has its own moon. Studying hits and near misses. Scientists are constantly looking for asteroids, meteors, and comets that may pass close by the Earth. By identifying these objects, they may be able to warn people and prevent deaths and injuries. Moreover, studying them helps scientists learn more about the universe we live in.